You're listening to the Full Time Whistle on Galway Bay FM.
Yeah, with Gerry Murphy here for this Sunday evening. A disappointing Sunday evening for the Galway hurlers, defeated by Kilkenny in the Leinster final by a last gasp goal. The minor footballers went down to Derry yesterday. The Camogie team, that's the intermediates, also beaten by Kilkenny. But Galway United were successful on their trip to Wexford. Yeah, let's go through the results that matter at the weekend, starting with today's Leinster Senior Hurling Final. It finished Kilkenny 4-21, Galway 2-26. More about that in a moment. The Galway Minor Footballers, that game yesterday in Carrick and Shannon, finished Derry 1-13, Galway 4 points. In Camogie, the Intermediate All-Ireland Championship, Kilkenny 19 points, Galway 11. SSE Artricity League, Galway United 2, Wexford 0. And in the Women's League of Ireland, it finished Sligo Rovers 0, Galway United 2. The Munster final played also this afternoon. Victory for Limerick. Limerick 1-23, Clare 1-22. And to tell you what's going to happen from now on, of course, it's very important, because Galway on Saturday the 24th are into the quarterfinals. They will play the winners of Offaly and Tipperary in that. The Munster runner-up Clare will be in a quarterfinal on the same day, Saturday the 24th of June, where they play the winners of Dublin and Carlow. Now those two games that I mentioned, Dublin and Carlow and Offaly and Tipperary, take part next Saturday the 17th of June. And all of that means that if you're heading for semi-finals, Galway will be heading for a semi-final if they come through the round that they have to play against Limerick. So that's the way it's working out as it is. And those semi-finals are down for Saturday the 8th of June for that particular one, and Sunday the 9th of July for Kilkenny against the whoever comes out of the other quarter final. Anyway, one other result to tell you about before we get stuck into our reports and reviews. A young man from Portumna, Sam Murphy, has won the Connacht Men's Stroke Play Championship by a massive 10 strokes. In his home club of Portumna, he finished an 18 under par after a 68 on Thursday, a 66 on Friday, a 68 yesterday, and another 68 today. And his next nearest opponent on 8 under 10 shots back at the rise, David Kitt, so well done to him. And Quinton Carew from Cassanock finished in third place in that. So well done to Sam Murphy, just back from his scholarship in the States, and winning that Connacht Men's Stroke Play Championship, a very difficult championship normally to win. Anyway, let's go back to earlier on in Croke Park, because Galway come up against Kilkenny and they thought they had them beaten, only for a last minute goal. Here's Niall Canavan.
Heartbreak for Galway in the Leinster Senior Hurling Final against Kilkenny at Croke Park this afternoon. A goal with the last puck of the game from Kilkenny's Killeen Buckley saw them defeat Galway by a point on a 4-21 to 2-26 scoreline to claim the Leinster title for the fourth year in succession. The sides were level at half time at 2-9 to 1-12, but in the third quarter, Kilkenny outscored Galway by 1-8 to 3 points, and they were 8 points in front on 49 minutes at 3-17 to 1-15. Galway, in fairness, came back into the game. The outstanding Conor Whelan passed to Jason Flynn, and he gold, with further scores coming throughout the last quarter, and with a couple of minutes to go, Kilkenny led by a point at 3-21 to 2-23. Galway then hit three late points from Kevin Cooney, Evan Nyland from a free, and Brian Concannon in the 74th minute to give them a 2-point lead at 2-26 to 3-21, and it looked at that stage as the Leinster title was coming to Galway for the fourth time. However, there was to be a sting in the tail. A ball was failed to be cleared from the Galway defence, and indeed Galway could have cleared it on a number of occasions. The ball broke through, and eventually it found the path of Killeen Buckley, and he shot to the net to give Kilkenny the victory on a 4-21 to 2-26 scoreline. Galway started impressively, and they led by 6 points to one on 7 minutes, with Evan Nyland, Brian Concannon, the outstanding Conor Whelan, and Joseph Cooney on target, as Galway established a 6 points to one lead. However, between the 8th and the 15th minute, Kilkenny hit 1-5 out reply. A goal by Martin Keown left two between them at 6 points to 1-1, before further Kilkenny points followed from TJ Reid, Owen Cody, and Kian Kenny. And By the 15th minute, they led by 166 points. Again, Galway, who were winded in the first half, responded. They hit 4 points in a row. Conor Whelan got, they hit a goal, I should say, first off on 17 minutes. Conor Whelan got a goal to level the sides at 1-6 apiece after a long Cathal Mannion delivery fell into his path, and they followed with 3 further points from Evan Ireland, Conor Whelan, who finished with 1-6 in play and the man of the match award, and then Kevin Cooney pointed to give Galway a 1-9 to 1-6 lead. Then in 24 minutes, Kilkenny substitute Walter Walsh caught a long puck out, and he raced through the heart of the Galway defence to shoot a goal to level the sides once again at 1-9 to 2-6. Evan Ireland and Conor Whelan responded with scores from Galway by the 29th minute to see them 1-11 to 2-6 in front, but again Kilkenny responded with a score from TJ Reid. And Evan Ireland point had Galway 1-12 to 2-7 in front on 31 minutes, but by half time the sides were level as Kilkenny hit 2 late points from Walter Walsh and Owen Cody, and by half time the sides had been level 4 times with Kilkenny on 2-9 and Galway on 1-12. Kilkenny were winded in the second half, but it was Galway's Cathal Mannion who opened the scoring to put Galway 1-13 to 2-9 in front. Kilkenny though responded. TJ Reid and John Donnelly had scores to put them in front before Nyland pointed a free to level the scores at 2-11 to 1-14. Then on 39 minutes, Mikey Butler ran from defence, and a number of passes later he found himself in on goal, and he blasted home Kilkenny's third goal to leave them 3-11 to 1-14 in front. Evan Ireland responded to reduce to 2 points at 3-11 to 1-15, but between the 42nd and 49th minutes, Kilkenny hit 6 unanswered points, with TJ Reid impressing, Owen Cody also pointing, while Walter Walsh and John Donnelly were also on target as they established a 3-17 to 1-15 lead in 49 minutes. Then Galway received a lifeline when Conor Whelan passed into Jason Flynn, and he goaled to leave it at 3-17 to 2-15. Evan Ireland then pointed soon after to leave it at 3-17 to 2-16 before a TJ Reid free had Kilkenny 5 in front again at 3-18 to 2-16 in the 52nd minute. Conor Whelan then landed 2 excellent points for Galway to reduce Galway's deficit to 3, and when TJ Reid and Kevin Coody traded points with 13 minutes to go, there was still 3 between them. Pádraig Walsh came on and he pointed for Kilkenny with 8 minutes to go, and they were 4 in front of that stage at 3-20 to 2-19. Galway though were to score the next 4 points. Conor Whelan pointed, as did Brian Tuncannon, to leave it at 3-20 to 2-21. A foul on Kevin Cooney resulted in a pointed free for Evan Ireland, and then Ireland pointed for play in 67 minutes and suddenly the sides were level at 3-20 to 2-23. Substitute Billy Drennan then pointed for Kilkenny to put them in front again at 3-21 to 2-23, but Galway weren't finished yet. Kevin Cooney pointed a free from play in the 70th minute to level the sides for the 8th time at 3-21 to 2-24, and Galway looked to have won it when Evan Nyland pointed a free, and then Brian Concannon also pointed from play in the 74th minute to leave Galway 2 in front at 2-26 to 3-21. Then deep into injury time, Killeen Buckley got through to goal for Kilkenny, and they have won the Leinster title once again. Galway probably should have cleared the ball, but in the end Kilkenny are the Leinster champions once more on a 4-21 to 2-26 scoreline. For Galway, Cathal Mannion, he got a point. Joseph Cooney also got a point. Kevin Cooney scored 3 points. Evan Ireland, he got 12 points in the game, including 4 from play. Brian Concannon got 3 points. Jason Flynn got a goal, while man of the match for Galway, Conor Whelan, he scored a goal and 6 points from play. In the end, it's disappointment for Galway. They now play either Offaly or Tipperary in a quarter-final game in a couple of weeks' time. For Kilkenny, they're through to the All-Ireland semi-final in 4 weeks' time. Heartbreak for Galway in the end. Kilkenny are their Leinster champions once again. They've beaten Galway by a point. 4 goals and 21 points for Kilkenny. 2 goals and 26 points for Galway. Niall Canavan for Galway BFM.
Yeah, and as I said, it's Offaly against Tipperary next Saturday, and the winners of that will play Galway in the quarter-final, and those quarter-finals are fixed for Saturday, the 24th of June. Venues to be confirmed there, so we'll give you those as soon as we get them. We'll hear from Henry Shefflin shortly as well, but let's first hear the analysis of our own Cyril Farrell and Sean Walsh.
So in the end, it's the 75th Leinster final, our title I should say, for Kilkenny, their fourth in a row with Cyril Farrell. And we look back at the 2023 Leinster final, the word heartbreak I think will be largely used as Killian Buckley's late goal in injury time gets a 1 point victory for the Cats.
Yeah, like, you know, as you said, it was out in the corner, probably could have been cleared a few times, which I'd have to say Galway dug deep in the second half, went in at halftime level, like, after having a great start first half and then fell away, and Kilkenny would have been very happy at halftime. Walter Welsh came on, and again his power and air caused us a lot of trouble, like, you know, got a great goal and a couple of points, and the Kilkenny, even in this first half, it was very noticeable that every ball they got, they ran at our defence, were using their pace, and they were making overlaps going for goals. The second half, we ended it up and we seemed to be going out of the game. To be fair, Galway used the bench again, brought on subs, and again the life came back into the team, and slowly but surely we drew our way back, and in the end we actually had gone 2 points up, and it looked to be Galway's day. Now the ball came across the square, Pádraic man, you couldn't blame him, kicked it out, came out to Killian Buckley, no better man. And at this stage, like, there was so many, no one could know what was happening. He took a great shot, bounced it off the ground in front of Aidan Murphy, got no chance, stuck in the back of the net. So much so that when the puck was being taken, it wasn't even allowed to be taken. It was a cruel way to lose. But you'd have to say, Sean, in this year's campaign, that Galway have never thrown in the towel. They've come back from the dead. It'll be hard on them, and they'll suffer for a night or two. You know the way you'll be. But when they regroup, like, there isn't much difference. The only difference is there's no cup. They're going to be playing Tip, I would think. Tip, we're going to play. Who did they play? They play Offaly. They should be. Unless Offaly causes a surprise, they won't go down. Offaly were disappointed to lose to Joe McDonough. They won't go down with a fight. But, like, when Galway play Tip, the form goes out the door. And if they can get over this disappointment, they're in a strong position. Now, they'll have to look at the team, though. Like, you know, if lads lose form, you lose form. That can happen to anyone. But you have to kind of, I think they have to go for broke and go for the best team from the start and improve whatever subs, because it's very hard to be on subs and think they're going to do it every day. Like, you know, and to be fair, everyone tried hard, no one wants to play bad. But that's, you know, when you do lose form, you're going to have to change. Like, I hope there's no injuries for the next day. And if there is, like, I'd expect us to be in an All-Ireland semi-final after the next game, and whether it's Tip or Offaly.
Looking at the game, we started like a whirlwind. The one thing we didn't do against Dublin last day out, we rectified that, went 6-1 up. Then Kilkenny got in for their first goal, Martin Keoghan, who then went off with injury. Kilkenny went 1-6 to 6 points up. By halftime, it was a level ball game. We kind of dug a few holes for ourselves, but we kept coming back into it. But we had played with the wind in that opening half. The two goals effectively were killers, but Conor Whelan's goal back was a huge fillip for us.
Yeah, like, we brought us back into the game again. Like, and their two goals, like, you could see it here from our vantage point here looking down. Kilkenny were going for goals, were creating over that. And in actual fact, we're probably lucky that they didn't get in for a few more. They were pulled back for frees when they had overlaps. Very dangerous. But, like, the primary thing that was beating us, though, was in the air. Like, they were winning their own puck out there, but worse still, we're winning our puck out there. Were just driving in on top of them. Like, if 10 high ones came, they won 7 or 8 or 9. That's the truth, like, you know. But in the second half, we fell away, 8 points down, looked terrible. But then when we started winning ball, once we started winning ball, we have very good players, as good as anyone. But the thing is about, we have to win the first ball. That's what we have to work out. Again, the movement up front in the first half, even though we had the breeze, it was there for a little while. And then we kind of see the stop to us. Continue doing it the whole way through, and they looked dangerous the whole way through. And, like, you know, Pádraic Manning had a great duel on Owen Cody. Like, Cody's good hurler, but so is Pádraic Manning, and Pádraic was very unlucky in that kick ball, could have gone anywhere.
Yeah,
like,
twice,
you know,
in the last 6 or 7 minutes he didn't have a hurler, which, like, breaks at the game.
Yeah, like, you know, and I was kind of shouting, if you could, I know it's hard to do, turn around, kick it wide, like, even give away 65, but, like, it's easy from up here, like, you know. And they'll regroup, though, like, you know, they'll be disappointed, no more so than Henry, but, like, they're coming very, very near. But now the next day, Sean, the big difference is, if you're beaten the next day, win the next day in the semi-final, lose the next day, you know, you're gone. It just means an actual fact that you have no Leinster trophy. The other one is bigger, the All-Ireland is the one, and you have an extra game, which I think for Galway mightn't be any harm at all once we don't get injuries.
I suppose that third quarter, I think Kilkenny outscored us by the ninth minute, from the start of the second half to the 49th minute, by 1-8 to 3 points. Again, another goal where Mickey Butler came up on after Corcoran took down a high ball, came a long way through our defence again and struck another goal. 8 points down, 49 minutes, 317 to 115. Could have walked away, but in fairness, didn't. And a lot of that today was down to the superb efforts of Conor Whelan.
Ah, yeah, he was outstanding today. What did he get? A goal and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from play. But, like, he had to beat his men all day, like, you know. And as you say, that goal was a killer goal, like, you know, to come up all the way. Mickey Butler got the return pass from Corcoran, but, like, came up the whole way. And the modern thing now is you have to trap back, you have to hook and block, and he came up on his own. But that can happen, I suppose. But, like, Conor Whelan brought us back into the game again, nearly single head for it. You could feel it that once he got on the ball, he was on one of these days, so great to see him back to himself. Once he got it, he nearly scored the whole time. Now, Kilkenny knew that well, like, because a lot of the games he's playing, he's been double marked, but it's great to see him. He even got man the match, and I know he'd much prefer to win than to get man the match. But as you say, to come from 8 points down and actually go 2 points up, you know, it's a dangerous lead, because you'd find if only one up, Killian Buckley would have tapped the ball over the bar. Like, you had to go for the goal. That's the joys. That's where the sport is cruel. But I still think we can take great solace from it. Like, you know, I know it's hard to take, but at the same time, you're still in the championship. There's no one knocked out until the next day.
Galway built that lead back. They got back to 320 to 223 level for the seventh time on with 3 minutes of normal time left. Then Kevin Cooney, Evan Ireland and Beano got points to put you one up before that killer blow came. But look at, we take the positives. Galway haven't given up against Dublin, even against Wexford, against Kilkenny down in Nolan Park. Got caught today with a sucker blow. But now the next 2 weeks will reshape, or will totally shape our year. Probably need to look at a few things, don't we? How do we go dig these holes where we concede goals, go down big margins and force ourselves into stunning comebacks to get back into the game? How can we win more ball, you know, on that middle third half forward line? And I suppose at least the ball, when, look, we kept saying it through commentary, when Whelan gets a decent supply, look what he can do. Look at the other forwards. Kevin Cooney late on looked very well inside there. We need to get that ball into the forwards in a correct manner too.
Yeah, like, we have lads that are very good hurlers and just kind of off form. We have to look at our team selection. I think you have to go for Broke. Like, it's the last game, you can't wait, like, you know, to put them on. It's not going to happen every day. And like, you know, we are, like, Joseph Cooney is a great player. He's playing midfield. He had to go up wing forward. They eventually got him in his favourite, say, the other wing. But you can't have him everywhere either. He has to have support. Now, Colin Manning had a good game as well. He'd probably be better the next day, back from injury, you know. Tom Onan was kind of unlucky there for a couple of shots. But we need big games from all these fellas. Fintan Burke was under pressure. Now, all the backs are under pressure. But, like, you know, as you said, passing commentary, like, you know, catching the ball and walking through. You're as well off to pull him down when you catch it and give it free out there rather than walking through. You can't concede goals, and like, if you concede 4 goals, you're usually going to lose the match. It's simple as that. Like, we scored 26 points, it's a great score. We got 2 goals, 26 points is a great score. Kilkenny got 21, but at the end of the day, it was the goals that won the matches, like, you know, that win the matches. Even at half time, Kilkenny were happy going in, say, when was it, 112 to 2-9, but the 2 goals, like, yeah, you know, and that breeze kept them alive. And, you know, I suppose if you met Kilkenny again, you're going to have to know what to do with TJ, because I know he's picked full forward, but he's kind of roaming around and he's picking up kind of loose ball.
His deep role hurt us, yeah.
Yeah, it would. It hurt anyone, because he's very influential to pick him up, like, and you'd have to look at the likes of Mikey Butler, their cornerback. Like, he's tenacious, tight, hard, and yet, like, our lads, they scored enough. All the full forward line scored, and Joseph Cooney scored, and, you know, Joseph and Kevin Cooney scored. They all scored from outside, like, you know. So, like, it was a good game in that sense, like, you know.
Finally, a lot to work on. But there is things that can be, we're, as you say, we're not out of the championship. There'll be a lot of commentary for the next 2 weeks. The Galway haven't got over the line again. The panel need to block that out, get back to Athenry and try and right the wrongs.
Yeah, I'm sure Henry and his management will block that out. Look at the boys will feel disappointed tonight, you know, the lads that missed the ball or did this and that, though. That's going to happen. When you're only beating points, you're going to check everything. But there's no need to check, like, to go to dwell on it too much, because they have another game to play.
And that's character,
the DJ, and that's the game that they have to win. And the show character all through this year, really. Like, you know, okay, it's the same old story, but it's not the same old story in the championship. You're still in it, still all to play for, like, and I don't think Galway will fear either Tipper or Offaly.
Well, Sir Farrell, thanks for your comments right throughout the day, and we look forward to the next one, an All-Ireland quarter-final meeting now in 2 weeks with either Offaly or Tipperary.
Yeah, that's Sir Farrell talking to our own Sean Walsh at the end of the game. We will hear from management in a couple of moments' time, but first I need to take a very short commercial break.
You're listening to the Full-Time Whistle on Galway Bay FM.
Yeah, welcome back. As promised, before we went on that break, we're going to hear now from Henry Shefflin, the Galway manager, has been speaking with Niall Canavan and some others.
You're listening to the Full-Time Whistle on Galway Bay FM.
Henry, in the end, obviously, a cruel way to lose that game.
Yeah, no, it was the cruelest manner, I suppose, to lose it, you know. So, look, we're just in the dressing room here now, and it's been devastating, to be fair. So there's probably not many words we can say. You know, we got ourselves in such a good position, and we obviously had the opportunity to kill the ball in the corner, and just gets in there, and then it just gets in the goal. So I haven't even seen it yet. So look, just for the players' point of view, we asked Niall for a performance that we could be proud of, and then, you know, me as the manager, I'm very proud of that performance, to be fair, because we got a lot of sucker punches thrown at us. And the goals came at different various stages. Mikey Butler coming from cornerback, it can really knock you. But sure, go 8 points down, and then some great hurling, you know, turn it around and get to a position where we're in. Obviously, the most disappointing thing is that we don't have the silverware here.
And of course, obviously, the players are bitterly disappointed, and I'm sure will it be hard now maybe to rise them for a quarter final in a couple of weeks' time?
I'm not going to be fooled and come in and say, yeah, no problem, we'll jump out of this. Like, this is going to take a couple of days to get out of the system. And I said that to the players, look, just go with it. You know, you don't just move on straight away. You have to go with these emotions. And I think that's what we'll do for this evening and tomorrow. But we'll get back in training, and by the end of the training session, you know, they'll be feeling better. And that's what we do. But for now, that hurt and that pain that's there, that's sport, that's why we played. So you have to bring that with you, and I think that's what we'll do. And obviously, I would say, to be fair, you know, a lot of spoken about the character of the players and stuff, and you've seen it so much this year already. Like Nolan Park, 6 points down, 12 points behind 2 weeks ago here, and again 8 points down in Leinster final, and you know, they've responded very well. So, and I expect, and we'll be demanding that after the disappointment, that they get ready to go again and have a right crack at the All-Ireland series.
Yeah, that third quarter, obviously, you went a point up after half-time, and then Kilkenny went 8 up. Obviously, it takes a lot out of a team to get back into it, but you showed serious fighting qualities to come back into that game.
Yeah, I thought that each and every one of them worked extremely hard, and obviously the bench had a big impact, I think, again today. And then we started to hurl, and we looked dangerous, and we looked like the team that was putting together the better scores. Obviously, I think, look, Kilkenny's aerial ability... It's so strong, and that's what kept them a lot in the game, I think, because we had to work hard to get scores. Well, they were probably either winning a puck out or winning a long ball down and slipping it off to someone or getting a score from it. So and I said, look, it's very emotional at the moment, in the sense I don't have a good grasp of the game, but yeah, it looked like we were unbothered at that stage. But never did it feel. I knew our lads were going to come back and give it a good go, and that's what they did.
Conor Whelan's performance, obviously, 1-6 from play, was a phenomenal performance in any game.
Yeah, no, it was. And look, that's a strength of the character of the player. Like, he wasn't happy with his own individual performance against Dublin. But look, big players play well on the big occasions, and he definitely is that.
Obviously, you played on Kilkenny teams as well that had that never-say-die attitude. You were probably behind in games, and you kept going and going. Like Kilkenny did today, that they're never beaten until that final whistle goal, aren't they? Sure they're not?
No, that's it. Then, you know, we know that too well. But I played in a game where it happened to us as well, you know, where Wexford got a goal in Leinster semi-final in the last puck of the ball. So, but it is sore, and it's very hard to take, to be honest, your heart to stomach. And but I said, look, I think the character of the players and the want and desire to play for Galway and to represent themselves, and I think as a group and as a team, I can see massive improvements from where we were last year after the Leinster final. You know, there wasn't many words I could say either, but it was just major disappointment. We didn't turn up, and I think today we did turn up, and they gave a great account of themselves. So what happens next is the big one, and we'll dust ourselves down and we'll get ready to go again.
And it's obviously Tipperary or Offaly. I know you're not thinking about that now, but that obviously will be the opponents in the next round.
Yeah, no, just it's very difficult, you know, so whoever comes through that one. But as I said, for us now, it's probably just recover, get over this game, and get back on the training field this week in Athenry, and we go again.
I know you mentioned the Galway support during the week. They were here in their thousands today, and they really got behind their team, didn't they?
Yeah, we were just saying it here as a managing team, like, you know, everything was, the momentum was with us, and we were playing well, but as well as that, the crowd were really with us and winning us on, and that was very evident. And we're just, as a management team, but players themselves, just so sorry that we didn't get that emotion at the end, that you know, victory, what it would have given to the crowd as well as the players. So it's bitterly disappointing.
The effort, Henry, it took to come back from 8 points down. Do you think maybe caught up in the minute for a finish there? It was down in the corner. There was maybe a couple of chances to clear.
No. We probably weren't. I would say maybe we weren't clinical enough, or probably time wasting as much. You know, or just to want to just kill the ball. Sean obviously was over the ball, looked like he could have given away a free. Sean Lalanda is, and moved off the ball. And I suppose that's what we're trying to play. I suppose looking now, could we have given away a free, got set inside and stuff like that. But even still, look, it was very different. And obviously, Pory comes out, Lucy's hurl, had a brilliant game all day. And just, you know, we all said, Jays, he kicked it out. And next thing then, it's straight to Killian Buckley. And obviously, it's an attack and the ball ends up in the back of the net. So yeah, I don't think that, because all the momentum was with it, all the crowd was with us. So it was just, unfortunately to say, it was just one of those things.
Yeah, Henry Shefflin there speaking to Niall Canavan, and a couple of other questions from other people as well. So no luck for Galway this afternoon. In fact, it was really bad luck in the end to concede that goal. But anyway, that is the cruelty of sport. Limerick, on the other hand, won against Clare by a single point. Let's hear the details of that from Aisling O'Reilly.
For the game, and it is Limerick who are the 2023 Munster champions. It was a fast start from both teams in very warm conditions here. Clare led by 3 points at the break thanks to a Mark Rogers goal, but Aaron Gillan made sure to cancel that out when he found the back of the net early in that second half to put Limerick 1 point ahead. It looked like the reigning All-Ireland champions started to find their rhythm, going on to take a 5 point lead. Clare did come back into it, and Tony Kelly pointed from a free to put just one between them with 66 minutes played. Clare will be frustrated with the amount of wides and chances that dropped short, but extremely unlucky to not have got a free in the dying seconds to level it. Aaron Gillan was absolutely immense for Limerick today, hitting 111. And Limerick are now the 5 in a row Munster champions. What a game. A lot of anticipation around this game, and it definitely did not disappoint. The full-time score here at the Gaelic Grounds. Limerick 123, Clare 122.
Aisling O'Reilly there reporting from a very noisy Gaelic Grounds in Limerick. Limerick are now the Munster champions again for, as she said, the fifth time in a row. Well, the Galway Minors were the All-Ireland Minor Football champions coming into yesterday's game against Derry. It didn't really work out for the Galway lads. Here's Kevin Dwyer.
Derry 1 goal and 13 points, Galway 4 points. Galway's reign as All-Ireland minor champions came to a timid and disappointing end in Carrick on Shannon as they lost out to a more organised and determined Derry in this minor quarter-final. In truth, Galway failed to really get into the game, a game that Derry controlled from the outset. Galway lost a number of important panel members sidelined by injury, but the tribesmen only managed 2 first-half points. And the first came in the 8th minute by Brian O'Malley, the second on 23 minutes by Charlie Cox. Derry's central diamond was dominating play, and their patient build-up saw them score 1-5 in that first half. Their goal came from Eamon Young, 15 minutes into the half. He picked up a broken ball and powered through the Galway defence to blast to the top right corner. This gave a definite advantage to Derry, and they also had another share of good fortune midway through the second half when Galway had a man sent off. Ross Cohn had picked up a yellow card in Act 1, and he received a black card at 14 minutes into the second half, which meant a red card followed and Galway down to 14 men. In fairness to Galway, they continued to battle on, and they were unfortunate a couple of times when the break of the bouncing ball went against them as scoring chances seemed likely. However, Galway did not fare any better on the scoreboard in the second half, only scoring a further 2 points, both coming from frees, one by Charlie Cox and the other Kieran Mulhern. Meanwhile, Derry's top scorers were Eamon Young with 1-3 and Gerard Dillon, who scored 5 points, 4 from frees. So Derry advanced to face Dublin in 1 semi-final. Monaghan, who defeated Connacht champions Mayo, will face Kerry in the other semi-final. And Galway relinquished their title on a final scoreline of Derry 1 goal and 13 points, Galway 4 points. This is Kevin Dwyer for Galway BFM Sport.
Yeah, and the Galway minor manager, of course, is Alan Glynn, successful with an All-Ireland title last year, not to be this year. He has been speaking with Jonathan Higgins.
Alan, a wet day down here and a frustrating day at the office, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a bit more than frustrating, Jonathan, if we're being honest with ourselves. It's a very disappointing performance. Just, we didn't seem quite at the pitch of All-Ireland quarter-final. And to be fair to Derry, they're a lovely team, really well coached. But we didn't do ourselves any favours in how we played. You know, just it's like a hangover, I don't know, from the kind of final or something that just kind of seemed to seep into our play again today, where we just coughed up such easy possession and then gave them an opportunity to put 12 forward. And they have a really good system, you know, they put 12 forward and they make you have 13 back, and then the game is kind of played on their terms. So yeah, like, it's just really disappointing, really, with everything nearly that we showed, because they're a really good bunch of lads we have in there, and it's kind of heartbreaking when you know you're way better than what you show, and yeah, that's probably the biggest regret we have at this moment.
Yeah, that's probably the most forbidden thing. The team is way a lot better than that. They just didn't give themselves the, I suppose, the showing that they deserved.
Yeah, and I can't put my finger on it, but like when you think about it, going back to our kind of campaign, it's just like the last 15 minutes of the Leitrim game seemed to seep into the kind of finals, and then we haven't been able to correct that decline in our performance. And you know, we just weren't able to get back up to maybe the levels we showed in McHale Park and elsewhere in the earlier rounds, and that's really annoying. You know, it's really annoying because when it came to the business end of the championship, we played our worst football, and that's one we'll definitely regret for a while anyways.
You can't forget, these are young lads, you know, particularly the under 17. I suppose days like this happen ultimately as well. There's only so much you can shout and roar and tell them.
Yeah, absolutely they do. Like, we have to be realistic with the lads inside as well. I suppose you've two objectives when you're in a minor squad. Number one is to improve as a footballer and learn as much as you can. The second one is to try and win as much as you can. Obviously we've no cups or anything to show at the end of our season, but we would hope that the last 6-7 months that the lads have become better footballers, that they've got stronger, they've got quicker, they've become more tactically aware. And ultimately, if they can bring that to under 20 next year or the year after, and the bigger picture to the senior squad, that'll be seen as success, and maybe use hurt from the likes of today to progress themselves as footballers going forward. So it's not all, you know, this is one performance and we're knocked out. It's not all negative. I guarantee you the same number of players will make the breakthrough from last year's squad as this year's squad, and I suppose the challenge now is to individuals take the learnings that they have and bring it forward and make sure that they're the ones that are under 20 and senior going forward.
I know you're not one to make excuses, but you know, Jack and Sean were two massive losses as well to the side.
They were, yeah, they were. You know, they were, when we were going really well in Connacht, you know, they were, I only read a stat during the week, it was like they had count for like 211 of our scores, and Charlie's been sick for a good while this week, and Shea's on kind of half a leg. So when you play really good teams, you need everyone, you know, you can't win without, you know, everyone fit or close to full fitness. That's not an excuse, you know, even with our so-called best 15, like, that's a really good Derry team, and you know, we can't stand here and say, oh, if and but, we were beaten by the better team, and you know, we're not making any excuses whatsoever on that.
I suppose the frustration as well, Derry seemed to play the game on their terms and force you back and squeeze the life out of the game.
They did, absolutely. It was played on absolutely Derry's terms, and like I was saying to you at the start, not only are they a very good team, but we made them even better by having elementary mistakes, especially in that first half. And you know, they left us in it at half time. I know it was 6 points, but they should have been further ahead. And we actually had a kind of a small bit of a chance of breaking through the middle, and it was a small inkling of a goal, which in minor games you don't know where that would have ended up. But yeah, Derry, hats off to them, are a fabulous team, and they made life, you know, quite difficult for us, and it was a good education for our lads to have to deal with something completely different we didn't see in Connacht, to be honest with you.
I think your reflection there is, was a ball bounced away as we were tearing through in goal there in the second half. We were all like that. It was just maybe that little bounce just didn't go our way today as well.
Yeah, we needed luck. The way we were playing, we needed luck, and we needed that ball to stick and in the back of the net and maybe win the next kick out, and you know, put them under a little bit of pressure, and that we that kind of ball got away from us, and then I think the next play we got a man sent off, and you know, it was very difficult from that juncture to overcome a 6 or 7 point deficit with a man down against such an organised defence. You know, that was a really difficult task. The lads took at it gamely, in fairness to them. You know, they did try to the end, just we were outdone.
Alan Glynn there, the Galway manager at minor level, talking to Jonathan Higgins after big defeat, indeed it has to be said, to Derry yesterday in the All-Ireland series. We are going to take a quick commercial break now, and after that we will talk Camogie.
You're listening to the Full Time Whistle on Galway Bay FM.
Now, the Galway Intermediate Camogie side took on Kilkenny yesterday in the championship. 19 points to 11, the Cats won by. Here's Tommy Devan.
Kilkenny 19 points, Galway 11. There was no joy for Galway Intermediates yesterday in Kenny Park and Athenry as they lost out to Kilkenny by 8 points in the end. The winners led at half-time by 7 points to 6. Early scores from Emma Minogue and Sarah Barco gave Kilkenny a 2 points and no score lead after 3 minutes. Galway opened their account on 4 minutes with a point from Katie Mannion. Afton Grace and Mairead Dillon swapped points before Katie Mannion's second point in 9 minutes levelled it up at 3 points apiece. Kilkenny hit three in a row then from Grace Barco and Laura Green to lead by 6 points to 3. Chloe Broderick had a free for Galway on 22 minutes to reduce the deficit before Niamh Phelan gave the Cats a 3 point advantage again 7 minutes before the break. But Galway finished the half strong at 2 points by Aveen Barry and Chloe Broderick would leave just the minimum between the sides of the break. Kilkenny 7, Galway 6. Galway started in good shape at the start of the second half and early points by Rachel Hughes and Sorica McGinley gave the home side a 1 point advantage, a lead that they held for the first time. However, Kilkenny hit it back with 4 points in 5 minutes to stretch their lead to 11 points to 8. Eamon Barry had Galway's next point on 40 minutes before Laura Green and Afton Grace and Emma Minogue all pointed to put Kilkenny 14-9 ahead. Kilkenny really began to dominate in the third quarter and Galway could only muster another point from Chloe Broderick 6 minutes before the end as Kilkenny went on to record an 8 point victory over Galway, 19 points to 11. Galway had good performance on the day from keeper Caoimhe Hickey, Rachel Kelly, Leah Burke, Joanne Daly and Keisha Coleman in defence. Chloe Broderick and Rachel Hughes worked hard in midfield while up front Katie Donoghue, Ava Linsky, Avon Barry and Katie Mannion were all to the fore. Galway scores on the day were Chloe Broderick with 3 points, 2 points apiece for Katie Mannion and Evelyn Barry, and a point apiece for Mairead Dillon, Rachel Hughes and Sorica McGinley. Galway's next outing is against Dublin in 2 weeks' time. The final score again from Kenny Park at Athenry in the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Intermediate Camogie Championship. It finished Kilkenny 19 points, Galway 11. Reporting for Galway Bay FM Sport, I'm Tommy Devan.
The Galway manager is Conor Dolan. Here he is talking with Tommy.
Galway manager Conor Dolan, not to be the result in the end of the first round of the championship, I suppose Galway were very much in it in the early part of the second half, but Kilkenny just took over then really, didn't they?
Yeah, look, we went in a point down after playing with a bit of a strong breeze, but in fairness to the girls, like, they came out for the first 5 minutes of the second half, really took control of the game, but next thing, one or two silly errors where we had another two or three scoring chances, and next thing we were punished in the other end of the field. They banged on three or four, and next thing all of a sudden, within 10 minutes of the second half, there was a 4 or 5 point gap after being opened up again. But look, in fairness to the girls, they kept going to the end. Kilkenny had that was their third game, our first game out. Look, we have to be realistic as well. This is Galway's third choice team. But look, we're going the right direction. Championship's still wide open. We will come on leaps and bounds from this game. We've Dublin in 2 weeks' time, and then if we get the win there, it'll be going to a winner takes all against Cork.
Yeah, that is Conor Dolan, the manager of the Galway Intermediate Camogie side, going down to Kilkenny yesterday by 19 points to 11. Well, no such problems for Galway United. Halfway into the season, they remain 10 points clear of Waterford in Division 1. Let's hear the report on the game in Ferry-Carrick Park from Jonathan Higgins.
With their third game in 7 days, Galway United into the first half of the season in perfect style. Wexford in Ferry-Carrick Park on Friday night. In a bid to hamper United's attack and threat down the flanks, Wexford engaged in the dark arts prior to kick-off by reducing the width of an already narrow pitch a further 4 yards. It was a tactic that backfired spectacularly though, as the tribesmen bombarded the Wexford goal with set pieces, creating absolute havoc. Wexford goalkeeper Heffernan having a particular difficult night. Given all this, it was no surprise that United's opener came via set piece. The score and method, a little more surprising, however. Team captain Conor McCormack, in his 77th game for the club, scoring directly from a corner in the 18th minute. The reduced width of the pitch and poor goalkeeping at the near post, combining to give United a deserved lead. United increased their lead in the 57th minute, and it was another piece of clever play. United won a set piece out on the right wing, and while the home defence was still asleep, David Hurley played a quick free kick to Ed McCarthy, who waltzed into the area and rifled to the net. McCarthy, who had another fine game, would later leave the pitch after suffering a nasty bang to the head, which required 6 stitches. United continued to attack and create opportunities, with Stephen Walsh desperately unlucky, twice denied by the woodwork. One effort in particular, a lick of paint away from being a goal of the season contender. 2 goals were enough to secure 3 more points and a clean sheet, however, as United sit 10 points clear at the top of the table at the mid-season break. 17 wins, a draw and a loss, an almost flawless start to the opening 19 games of the season for United, who will next host Longford in 2 weeks' time. Full-time in Ferry-Carrick Park, Galway United 2, Wexford 0.
Yeah, that game against Longford in AM&DC Park in 2 weeks' time. Let's hear from the Galway United manager, John Caulfield.
John, I suppose it's always going to be a difficult game, but nice to come away with the win, 2-0 advantage.
Yeah, I think you see, look, they narrowed the pitch by 4 yards, and, you know, it was only an hour this morning, and in fairness, Ward for a brilliant, or Wexford for a brilliant club, and, you know, even the Wexford people around were surprised by that, because that wouldn't be. But look, they have to use every advantage, so we could see straight away, the only good thing for us is that our training pitch is similar to that in terms of distance, so we were used to that, but it certainly, you know, it was a game where you knew they were trying to condense the space, but in the first half we played really well. You know, we obviously knew they were going to sit in, they were going to try and play on the counter attack. They'd won half chance with Dobbs's header, but really at half time we should have been out the door. Like, you know, you looked at Francis had a glorious chance, Walsh had a glorious chance, Vince had a glorious chance. So, you know, we had real chances to get the second goal, and it was that type of game. And second half, obviously, they came, had a go early on, and brilliant taken by Hurley with the quick free. They were trying to prevent us taking quick frees all night, and we were talking all week about trying to do that. And Hurley did brilliant, slipped in Ed and caught them unawares, and 2-0. And I suppose, look, at, you know, Walsh hit the post twice, and, you know, it was it's always a difficult game. People think, you know, you're looking here and thinking, you know, you win comfortably, but, you know, until you get that second goal, and they're always in with a chance. And, you know, when Walsh hit the crossbar or post there midway through the second half, they went straight up the pitch, and Regan Donnelly with a brilliant clearance, you know. So, you know, they're the type of games. But look, it's just over halfway. The lads have a week off, so the most important thing for us to down tools, take a few days off, recharge, and be back for Sunday week.
It's probably a couple of times out there, but I suppose the experience, the street wideness, you know, it was clever, it was experienced performance. You know, as you touched on, I couldn't get over how narrow the pitch was when I got here, but even simple things like that, they all showed an edge there, and there's a real spirit on the side now.
There isn't, and we spoke before the game, that no matter what's thrown at us, we're in control and we have to deal with the conditions. And, you know, if people want to narrow the pitch or widen the pitch, you know, from our point of view, we just have to deal with it. There's no excuses. You can't say we drop points because the pitch was narrow. You have to deal and adapt to that. And I felt we had, but there is, I suppose, intelligence in our squad, and certainly more experience that we can deal, because different weeks, different occasions, you have to deal with that. And it was a good win for us.
Keeping the clean sheet as well, you know, they threw a bit at the second half there as well, but, you know, you've had to make a couple of changes. Evan came in, I thought he was very good.
Yeah.
You know, you're blessed with centre halves at the moment. The squad is, you know, standing up tall.
Yeah, well, look, we lost to Conor O'Keefe with a head injury last week, and you know, he's been outstanding for us. And Cullum Hogan's been out, and hopefully back very shortly. Killian Bruder was suspended, you know what I mean, and Ronan Manning came back into the bench tonight. We need him, so at least they're positives. And I suppose overall the lads who've come in, I suppose, to see the competition, and they all want to stay in the team. So, you know, typical Evan O'Connor, he's coming in right back, and that's the second game, and he's probably saying, come on John, you know, I'm there to play next week again, and, you know, we go back next week, we'll have a look at that. So that's good, but you need that competition, and we've a bit more strength in depth than we had last year, you know. So that's good, but you know, a long way to go.
Yeah, indeed, a full half of a season to go. John Caulfield there talking to Jonathan Higgins immediately afterwards. Conor McCormack, of course, is the captain, and he's also been speaking with Jonathan, having got his first goal of the season.
Conor, we have to start with the goal. 77 games into your Galway United career, and you score from a corner.
Yeah, look, we work on them corners, you know, near post ones, and if no one gets a touch, you know, it's on target. So look, I'm delighted. John doesn't usually let me cross the halfway line, you know, in attacking phases, so I'm surprised. You know, with 77 games, I thought it would be much more than that, but look, no, I'm happy that we scored. I'm happy that we won the game. You know, it's never easy. The game before the break, it's a long trek down to Wexford. It's a very warm day. The pitch is rock hard. They've narrowed the pitch to try to do everything to benefit them. But look, we've done a professional job today, and it's a credit to everyone.
Yeah, and joking aside, the goal was an important breakthrough. You're just starting to turn the squeeze a little bit on them, and a lot of balls into the box were creating a lot of trouble.
Yeah, look, that's what we do. Do you know, we cause a bit of mayhem when the ball goes up there. The lads can win the ball, like Walshy can win, you know, like a 70-30 ball on the defender's favour. You know, like a Walshy close down, and like Vince as well will get flicked on anyone. So once the ball's in the box, anything can happen. And you know, like, it's not by coincidence that we work on a lot of that, and we work on a lot of second balls, picking it up and helping it back in there, and crosses and finishing and stuff. So look, we did turn the screw. I thought we played pretty well for the first half. We did open them up, we did use the ball pretty well, and look, we're just delighted to get away with the 3 points.
Probably in an ideal world might have come before that, but another bit of clever play from the set piece, Dave sees Ed, and then it's 2-0, and that changes the course of the game.
Yeah, big time. Look, again, we work on this, you know, like week in, week out. It's not a coincidence that that happened. We're always over the ball, and we're always glancing, we're always having a look, and the lads in the box are looking for the quick one if it's on. You know, like if the defence is sleeping, or they're not tuned in. There's a lot of young lads in the first division as well, so the concentration isn't the best. But look, we take full advantage of that, and we'll take any inch that we can. You know, like, if it helps us to win.
Yeah, and then you could see all the leaders in the team, yourself leading by example out there. But just the bit of experience, winding the clock down, seeing out the game, and, you know, making it scrappy, making it ugly, and could have got a couple more goals as well.
Yeah, look, that's the whole. Look, it's a long, long season. We had three hard games. In serious conditions, long journey, and to get the points that we did over the course of the week was very important. We have a lot of experience in the team this year compared to other years, so it's been really helping. You can see there as well, like, even defensively, we're not coughing up silly chances that we did in previous years, and that's been costing us points. So look, we're sitting nicely, but as I said there all along, we only take it as a game, like, at a time. We're only halfway during the season now, so there's still a long way to go.
There is indeed, but you must be so proud of the side, the start that you're on. It's phenomenal stuff. Only one defeat and one draw, the rest all wins.
Yeah, look, it's been building now. We know the quality in this team. There's serious quality in it, and it's just about getting it right, you know, every week. And to be fair to John and Ollie and the coaching staff, and Danny Broderick as well, like our fitness guy, you know, he has us in top shape. You see anyone go down with cramp, I don't think, in the couple of years that we're there, you know, and you see other teams and other players going down, you know, so that's a credit to them as well, and having us well set up, well drilled, well organised. And look, it's a very enjoyable time to be playing for Galway United.
A little bit of break now, and then full throttle for the end of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we'll take a foot off the gas for a couple of days. Well deserved. I think the lads let their hair down for a while. Some lads, like Davey Hurley, has long hair. Me and Walshy, not too much. But yeah, look, we'll take a few days, and we'll get back into the swing of things next week.
Now, what does the break look like for you? Do you go away? Do you just switch off at home? Or?
Yeah, the family's already in Greece, so I'll go and meet up with them. So I'm looking forward to meeting up with them and enjoying a few days and stuff.
But I'm sure you still do a little bit.
Like, yeah, of course you do. You take 3 or 4 days and let things settle. So it was a busy week, three hard games in the week, so you let other little niggles settle first, and look, if it's running, or is it off feet exercise or gym work or whatever, you need to strengthen, because everyone's picking up little niggles and from training and stuff. So it's only about strengthening them and getting us back, and getting us back ready to go again.
So you're delighted to have a break rather than kind of going, oh, we're on a great winning run, and why are we going to break it now for a week?
I'm used to it now. You know, it's 10th or 11th 12th maybe year I'm in the League of Ireland, so I'm kind of used to it. It does help to refresh, because it's intense, it's hard, the training's really tough. We have a decent squad, so we do. We had a couple of injuries and that, so a couple of lads, like for me, for example, playing three games in a week is tough, you know. So the week break, it would do me well. And other lads would prefer to go straight into it again. So look, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure that we'll come back refreshed, recharged, and ready to go again.
Yeah, that's Conor McCormack. Galway United scored the first goal direct from McConnor on Friday night. Galway United's next game is Friday week, the 23rd of June, at home in MDC Park against Longford, the only team to have beaten them this season so far. And after that, then their next game on the 30th of June is also at home on a Friday night against Kerry. More about all of those anon. But it is time for us to move on and just to tell you about the PGA Tour, because the fourth round for Rory McIlroy has gotten underway, and he is level for after one hole in the fourth and final round. 12 under par he is at the moment. Same score as Justin Rose and Hatton and Taylor, all on 12 under par. The leaders, there are two of them, Tommy Fleetwood, 2 under through 2 this morning over there, and he's on 14 under par. And the overnight leader, CT Pan, is also on 14 under par. So all ahead of him for Rory McIlroy in that particular one, but our congratulations from a golf point of view. This evening goes to Sam Murphy from Portumna, because in the Connacht Men's Stroke Play Championship, he had a 10-shot win over Athenry's David Kitt in second place, and in third place, a further 4 shots behind, Quentin Carew from Castleknock. That's a huge win. I know it's his home patch, but a 68, a 66, a 68, a 68, not bad shooting right throughout the 4 days of that competition. 2 horse racing meetings in Ireland. The winners from Punchestown, the first race 140, Arctic Fly 7-4 on favourite, the 215, Salvador Ziggy at 13-8 on favourite, the third, the 250, number 7, Ari Khan at 7-1, the 325 was London Office Calling at 4-1 favourite. The 4 o'clock win to number 10, Warm in Gory at 130. The 4:30 was won by number 3, Easy Fellow at 15-8. And the 5 o'clock win to Mr. Beaton, number 8 at 13-2. The 5:30 won by number 2, 4 Clean Aces, 5-2 on favourite. There was also a race meeting at Navan this afternoon. Quickly through the results there. The first win to Perils and Rubies at 3-1. The 2:35 to Screen Siren at 4-1. The next one, the 3:10 to Collective Power at 6-1 favourite. The 3:40 to Caddo Bell at 9-1. The 4:10 to Endless Sunshine at 14-1. The 4:40 went to number 6, Canute, at 11-10 on favourite. The 5:10 went to number 1, Court of Appeal, at 12-1. Those the winners from Navan. Anyway, that wraps up our programme for this evening. Don't forget that tomorrow evening we have the draw for the Senior and Intermediate Hurling Championships live from Kilbeckenty. And following that, a special guest appearance of Jim Carney, following the publication of his book about Sean Purcell and Frank Stockwell yesterday in June.
You're listening to the Full Time Whistle on Galway Bay FM.
Yeah, that's it from the Full Time Whistle this evening for me, Jerry Murphy. Mark Roberts is up next with his choice of country music. Do stay tuned for that, and we'll talk to you tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock from Kilbeckenty.